Take care of us, and we got to make sure that when they come home, we take care of them. Our thoughts right now, in many ways, are with the families at Fort Hood.
Yeah, and that's where my thoughts are, too. Probably, how about you? Very sad what happened there. Days later, still lots of questions, but some things are starting to emerge about Ivan Lopez, the shooter who killed three other people, wounded 16, and took his own life. Part of the story is that his mother died, and he was unhappy with the amount of bereavement leave that he got, which was just 24 hours. Part of what we're talking about here on this Hour of America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Also, we're going to take a break from all that infuriates us and let you go to the movies with us. Little sneak preview of a couple of the big movies that are out this weekend. That might be your great escape. If you have kids, grandkids, or you're just a geek for the Marvel cartoon stuff, Captain America, the Winter Soldier is out. That probably will do pretty good at the box office. Then there's some other sleepers that might do best when they're released streaming-wise. Probably 5 or 6 months down the road, but we're going to take you to the theater just the same. So key things that are happening from the investigation into Fort Hood. Still so many questions, but Lopez apparently was very upset that his mother died in November, and he was initially not even allowed to take bereavement, supposedly, then got 24 hours, and the shooter's friends think this might have played a part in it. Because of now what's happened in our biggest military installation, and actually the biggest in the world, what a sprawling complex it is, the Fort Hood base is a city unto itself. There's been a call for ending base gun restrictions, and I, for one, would sign that petition. Boy, they need to be armed. So you've got soldiers that are defenseless. They're sitting ducks. They're there on the base after having served their country or getting ready, newbies for the first time, to go and serve, doing whatever it is they do in their daily routine, and to have somebody struck down that way, whether they're at the tail end of their career or young, is just a tragedy, an abomination. And there's no going back. There's no, as it's being pieced together, there's no going back in time to give those families their son or their brother or their uncle or whatever you want to tag on to the family relations back to those people. And I just can't imagine. You know, I say, close your eyes for a second. Imagine getting that phone call. It's just a normal day. And you get a phone call that your son is dead. My son's dead. He hasn't left. He's getting ready to leave, or he's just come back. What are you talking about? No, he's shot on the base, killed. Wow. They need to lift those restrictions. I don't think it's working. We've had so many other shootings, not just this one. The Navy Yard shooting was a prime example of that. That wouldn't have, even if that happened, he would have been taken out so soon. And there are people that would have been spared, just like I believe we would have seen a similar thing in Fort Hood. And was there some kind of an argument? This is the other part of it. Besides what happened with his mother, was there some other verbal back and forth attack, that angry words that led to the rampage, led to him snapping? He was taking Ambien. He's being treated for depression and anxiety. There were a lot of people speculating about PTSD, that was the reason that he did this. But in fact, he hadn't been diagnosed at this point. He was getting counseling, but he hadn't been diagnosed. There are some that say they could overhear angry words with some soldiers before he ended up turning the gun on himself, killing three people and wounding 16 others. So he was treated definitely for mental problems. But there's still motivation problems. What is the motive? What was the trigger? What was it that made him do what he did? Or was it premeditated? Because there's some things that were written on Facebook. Right now, there's no link to terrorist groups of any kind, national or international, because that's automatically where our minds go. And that's what they've said from the base, and I believe it. He posted an update on his Facebook page that accused two men of robbing him and possibly hinting that he was on the brink of snapping. That's been reported. What he wrote in a March 1st post, "I have just lost my inner peace, full of hatred. I think this time the devil will take me," and take him he did. And unfortunately, many people with him. He was a married father of four. He had just been assigned to Fort Hood earlier in the year. He was working as a truck driver. And this is how it all ends, with a .45 caliber Smith & Wesson and turning the gun on himself. Wow. I think that more things are going to start to probably emerge in the next couple of weeks on this. And they're going to really, the military is trying to, of course, and they should, try to nail down anything they can find out to help prevent more of these things from happening. I think the one thing they could do is allow the soldiers to carry personal or concealed weapons. But that's not the military policy right now. They have not allowed soldiers on bases to do that. I thought this right after 2009 when Army Major Nadal Hassan killed 13 and wounded 30. You're just too vulnerable to those attacks, too vulnerable with what's happening now. We'll see if they rethink that or not. Guarantee it's going to be talked about in Capitol Hill on both chambers as to whether this should be something that needs to be given serious consideration. I don't think it flies, but I think the conversation is absolutely going to happen. And, you know, on the heels of this, you've got 22 veterans who commit suicide every day, they say, because of stress disorders. I mean, that's an epidemic, I would say. So the VA is trying to boost its funding, but there's got to be some transparency, something that holds the VA's feet to the fire, I think, because that's a high number. I mean, that means more than 2,000 veterans are killing themselves so far this year alone. And this is an epidemic. Sadly, an epidemic. Stay with us. We're going to lighten the conversation. We're going to the movies next here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby.
All right, how about it? It's time to go catch a flick or two. Give you a couple of sneak previews of some movies that are coming out this weekend. There's a lot of good ones actually coming up. And, you know, as we get deeper into the spring and then get closer, you know, this is nothing new, get closer to the summer, that's a lot of times when some of your big budget pictures come out. And there's some pretty big ones on the boards. I like the whole Captain America thing. I don't know. Call me a geek, but it's, you know, the good versus evil and Captain America, that whole thing about Captain America. And this one actually looks like it's pretty good. It does. And I thought the last time around it was pretty good anyway. So here's a little sliver of Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Most of the intelligence community doesn't believe he exists. Ones that do call him the Winter Soldier. He's a ghost. You'll never find him.
They join SHIELD to protect people.
Captain, to build a better world, sometimes means tearing the old one down.
That makes enemies.
Is one step.
People are gonna die. I can't let that happen.
Captain America needs my help.
When do we start?
We just did.
The price of freedom is high. And it's a price I'm willing to pay.
He told me not to trust anyone. This is how it ends. Everything goes.
Looks like you're giving the orders now, Captain.
Damn right.
How do we know the good guys from the bad guys? If they're shooting at you, they're bad.
All right, so Captain America, this one, some of the people you heard, Anthony Mackie's voice in there, Scarlett Johansson is in this movie as well, and the whole premise is Steve Rogers struggles to figure out his role or embrace his role in the modern world. He teams up with Natasha Romanoff, the Black Widow, to battle evil. This is PG-13, and it comes out wide release on Friday. It's got kind of mixed reviews. Some people say it's disappointing. Others say, oh, how can you resist Captain America? It's impressive. It was great. So if you're a fan of that genre, probably go and see it on the big screen. It would be worth it. And you can catch a matinee. It's probably a little bit cheaper in a couple of weeks. The next one is a flick called Afflicted.
All right, I'm Cliff Rose.
And I'm Jack Lee. And tomorrow we're going on a year-long trip around the world.
We're going to film the entire thing. We're going to post it online as a travel blog.
It's going to be epic.
Oh my God, Derek, oh my God.
Get in the ambulance, Cliff, we gotta get out of here.
You are under arrest.
I don't want to stop the trip.
You're freaking me out right now, just stop. We should be at the hospital.
There is nothing they can do.
Let's just go home.
No, we're not going home. We're not going anywhere.
I have no idea what's going on with Derek.
Okay, I am at 60 kilometers an hour.
But what he did should be impossible.
Derek, how do you think this happened?
I don't know. I need to find Audrey. Starts with her.
Are you okay?
I feel fine.
We're about to bust in on Derek and the girl he just picked up.
Call an ambulance. Wake up! Call an ambulance!
What happened?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Alright, that sounds like a scary movie, right? Two best friends try to take a trip, and then it's a dark, dark turn. Somebody gets a mysterious affliction. Afflicted, 1 hour, 25 minutes. Derek Lee, the star in this one. Wait till it comes out, and it's like $1.90. I wouldn't go see it on the big screen, just based on what I heard there. Alan Partridge, 1 hour, 30 minutes. This one has some potential. Check it out.
That was a majestic voice. You can keep Jesus. As far as I'm concerned, Neil Diamond will always be King of the Jews. And this was Mid-Morning Matters.
Mid-Morning Matters with Alan Partridge. Music and chat for the Norfolk generation.
Love that noise. Snap my heels together, huh?
Achtung!
Guten Tag.
Silent!
Sorry. Paper?
That's in a fist bump.
Yeah, well, you would say that now you've lost.
What might this be?
That's all the fault of a certain Miss Angela. Sorry, I don't know your second name.
Alan, we're being taken over.
Pat, no one's getting sacked. Just sack Pat.
Just gave me 30 minutes to clear out my locker.
Oh, there you are! Huh?
Pat is willing to talk to us through you.
You are the face of this siege.
I am siege face.
So, you're with the police, then?
Thank the police.
Identify yourself!
Alan Partridge! Alan Partridge! You know who I am. I've been off the TV that long. Identify yourself.
People around the world ask, who is Alan Partridge?
I'm going to lay down a rhythm track. I, Alan Partridge, a hostage, broadcasting live at gunpoint. It's all right, I'm not retreating. Pat's tugging me off. Come on, we're better than that. I'll protect you.
Shake hands, Pat. Friends. Friends, Pat.
It's weird.
Thanks for the forensic trousers.
Could you just,
Oh, crikey, yeah, sorry. I was actually going to fashion sort of makeshift modesty sponge.
One hour, 30 minutes. Coogan's pretty funny. You'd have to be in the right frame of mind, I think, to see it. I think it's definitely a rental down the road if you don't go see it on the big screen. Like I said, some of the more interesting things are coming out a little bit later in the year. Although I saw Noah and I thought that was interesting, because I think the opposite. People think that it's not true to the Bible. Some of the things are exaggerated Hollywood style, but I think it's drawing people in to talking about the Bible, and that's never a bad thing, right? Especially if it's not repelling people. I think it's the opposite. Divergent 2 is a good movie. It has a lot of good themes running through it. I like that. It's based on a book. I would recommend that one, too, as well. That's out. And Cesar Chavez is supposed to be pretty good. Stay with us. We're kicking it to the other side.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's been missing now, Flight 370, that was going from Kuala Lumpur to China. It seems like now almost a month, and so many of you have some interesting theories about that. Very excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room, and I hope they're treating him right, by the way. We spare no expense in our virtual green rooms. Patrick Huey's there, and he's a former airline captain. He flew some of these big birds, not a 777, but pretty close to it. And right now he also has a company, 367th Commercial Air Group. Patrick, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
So tell me what your initial, because you're a guy who logs so many hours in some of these big planes, as I said. What was your initial reaction when you heard about that Malaysian flight?
It was a lot of shock and surprise. It's very rare for an aircraft to just disappear like that. And getting a little bit, nuts and bolts about it. There's three things I can tell you unequivocally. The airplane did take off from Kuala Lumpur. It did not land in Beijing, and they had some kind of radio communication with it just before it didn't show up where it was supposed to. So to me, it's one of those great mysteries.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned the radio communication. And on this show, we've had so many people call about that. They wanted to know, well, what happens in the cockpit and the doors locked and the captain's the only one who can control the equipment. So the captain must be nefarious and maybe a terrorist and was trying to land the plane somewhere else. And you know what it's like to be behind the other side of that cockpit door. When you start to hear all those things emerge, what can you tell us about the equipment?
Well, okay, the Boeing 777 is an automated airplane. It is probably the safest airplane in the world. Now, I haven't flown the 777, but I've flown the 767, I've flown the 747, and the cockpits are very similar. So it's nighttime. The door's locked. There's two of you in the cockpit. The lights are turned down. You're at cruise altitude. The autopilot is operating the aircraft, and you have it programmed into the computer, and you're just relaxing. You're enjoying the view. You're monitoring things. You're discussing things with your fellow crew member. Any kind of topic can come up, usually related to flying, but sometimes people get into geopolitical discussions. So it's a very relaxed, calm environment. As to whether these guys were terrorists, somebody did ask me about, isn't it weird that the guy would have this big flight simulator in his basement? And I looked at him, I said, no, I have one in my house, just not as elaborate. Just about every pilot I know has one of those on his computer. And I can go to my computer and pull up my 747 and program a flight and fly the whole flight and practice it. We're a little bit nerdy in that way.
Yeah, I would say I know a lot of pilots. I was telling you that off the air when we had a conversation. And just recently I had a chance to fly. It was on my bucket list, and it was a little Cessna. And, of course, that's much different than what you've done and these bigger planes and whatnot. But I got a real feel for what it was like to look at the controls in that sense, which is definitely different than what you're talking about with a computerized system. Going with what we have now in the Boeings, as you said, it's the safest plane, the 777. So if it's the safest plane, right, and it's computerized, what about, as some other pilots have told me, the thing is, you know what can happen with computers. I mean, is there backup after backup after backup to prevent some of these things from happening that can happen when you've got a computerized piece of any kind of equipment?
Sure. There's two flight control computers on the 777. There's three control heads in the cockpit to program the computer. Then in addition to that, there's manual backup. And you can fly the airplane off the computer, but with the autopilot through what's known as a mode control panel, which is on the glare shield, just up on the windscreen. So it's within eyesight. And then you can disconnect the autopilot and you can actually hand fly it just like any other airplane. And it is a fly-by-wire airplane. So it has triple redundancy with five different command computers that have five different sets of codes in them. So that airplane losing control, the odds are astronomically high that that would happen.
What about the reports? It looked like there was the turnaround. We were looking at maps and we could see that the plane mysteriously had turned around in a different direction. And then people were reporting that they saw it fly incredibly low in the Maldives. They were saying that they thought they had seen a plane similar to that. And then there was reports that it was at 45,000 feet. Is this just what happens? It's all this speculation, because it seems to me Malaysia Air, just from a journalist's point of view, they're spewing out a lot of different theories, because people are hungry for the information, so they're just bombarding them with things in some cases that don't make sense. Does any of that make sense with the changing of airspeeds and the sightings and that kind of thing?
Yes and no. This is all conjecture at this point. So I could say that 45,000 feet is above the normal altitude for that airplane. That airplane, when it's really lightweight, when you've burned a lot of your fuel off, and the 7.6 and the 7.4 are the same thing, we take them up to 41,000 feet, but nobody really wants to go above 41,000 feet because it runs out of oomph.
Yeah.
It just kind of gets a little bit sluggish. But the airplane can climb as high as 45,000 feet if you violate a number of different don'ts. So, in other words, you let the airplane speed bleed back slow enough and you trade that speed for altitude, it'll go up to 45,000 feet. But when you get up to that high, you'll lose the lift that you need and it'll come right back down. So I heard somebody say, well, it went up to 45,000 feet and then it descended within a minute down to 20-some thousand feet. And that's a physical impossibility. And it really is not an impossibility. Because if you let the speed decay below a certain value at that altitude, the airplane will lose lift, and it'll come down out of the sky just like a 500,000-pound sack of bricks until it gets down to a lower altitude, and then the wing will regain lift. It's called a phenomenon called jet upset. So we train against that. The only reason for it being up at 45,000 feet that I can think of is somebody lost control of the airplane.
Right, so if that's true, then that's probably what happened there. The other thing is, of course, the latest news, and you know this, they're off of Perth, and they're looking, it was really flotsam that they could see from the satellite images, but the Australian Prime Minister and the Prime Minister of Malaysia are saying, you know, they released to the people, the victims of the flight, will say to the families that, hey, we're going to bring you to Australia because we think the plane went down here. And they're talking about the pings and zeroing in on the pings. How much time do they have left with that? Because I think the clock's running out, isn't it?
It's the battery is rated for 30 days of life. Doesn't mean that it can't go longer, but they're guaranteeing 30 days of life. But at 30 days of life, any battery power that's left, it's going to drain and be weaker and weaker and weaker. It also depends if it's the bottom of on an ocean bed, that ping has to come up through all that water.
Yes, that makes it tough.
And another thing about being out off the coastline of Perth, I can understand why this is all theoretical. If there was a problem, and this captain was very familiar with the Malaysian Peninsula, the Malaccan Straits, and the Indonesian Peninsula, that's his backyard. That's where he flies. I could see where he would make a turn to the west. There are several airports out to the west that would be great airports to duck into if you had a severe problem. But then they're saying that it turned south and it flew at low altitude. At low altitude, your fuel consumption triples and your airspeed decreases. So you wouldn't have enough fuel to get as far south as they're looking.
Yeah. Interesting. You think they're going to, I mean, again, is this, like you said, this is conjecture. You think they're going to come up with this plane?
No, I don't think it'll ever be found.
Yeah, it's funny. And you have the expertise, but I, in my heart of hearts, and just from all the conversations I've had with people overseas too, close to this, I don't think they're going to find it either. Wow. How do you never lose a plane again? Is there anything you could do that wouldn't happen?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because back in the late 90s, when I was actually starting an international carrier, we wanted to take all of the automated capability in these new generation airplanes. And if you look at it, they're run by computer now, microprocessors everywhere. So we used to have a third guy who sat back there and he would control all of this stuff with switches. Now we have computers that do that. Well, when computers do that, there's voltage someplace or there's a bit of transmission someplace, and all of that stuff gets lost. So we thought, why don't we capture that and then data link it to the ground? I mean, we used to be able to look at whether or not a valve opened on a lunar lander on the moon back in the 60s. Why can't we figure out what's going on with an airplane here in the 21st century when it's over the water? And the fact of the matter is we can. There is a company that has done that, and you can get real-time data linking through satellite communications. But Malaysian Airlines wouldn't pay for something like that, and they didn't even pay for the AIMS system, they call it, in the 777, to be linked up so that they could get the engine feed data back from Rolls-Royce.
Yeah, I read about that, too. Wow. All right, interesting stuff for sure. We'll see. But you and I are in agreement. We don't think we're going to find that plane. Patrick Huey, thanks so much for shedding some light on this crazy story about Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope I didn't get too technical for you, Kate.
That was great.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the thing to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me.
We're heading down the final straightaway for this hour anyway. And, of course, we've been talking about a couple of different things here, obviously mixing in what you just heard there with Patrick Huey on the plane. And some of the things I think that he added to the discussion were pretty interesting. And it's just unbelievable that this plane has not turned up anywhere at all. That we've had lots of conspiracy theories that some of them actually make sense, and all this money is being spent in the Indian Ocean to try to uncover what, you know, what could be perhaps pieces of this plane. But I feel like he does that. I don't think they're going to find the plane. And I think that they're starting to, that's why you've got the Australian Prime Minister trying to back people off of thinking that they're going to find the plane sometime soon. And you're going to hear more of that conversation that, this may be a long search, a very, very long search. We don't anticipate it's going to be over anytime soon after they were initially so convinced that satellite photos were, you know, from outer space, we can see that there's debris from the plane, and it wasn't, of course. I think they're trying to back off any hardcore theories at this point for fear of a couple of different things, especially with so many of the families just waiting with bated breath for some kind of significant evidence. They might not ever see that evidence, because I don't think they will. All right, Robert. Listening GCNLive.com. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hey, I want to tell you, the first time a long time ago that I heard you, you really impressed me. I said, oh, boy, what a nice new voice on that. And I'm crazy about the music it plays with your show. I have a theory myself. I heard this, and I kind of believe it. There's a theory that the plane, one of the passengers from the plane is in Diego Garcia. Have you heard that one?
I have heard that one, yes.
Well, I kind of believe that's it. And along with that is the plane that they're looking for is not a 777. It's one much smaller and different. So I agree to that. And I believe the whole plane thing is a giant diversion to keep everybody, you know, 24/7, the plane. It's to keep us from knowing what else is going on. We're not watching what's going on in Russia. We're not watching Israel has all their embassies closed right now. That's really weird. And they're getting ready for a big old shakeup. I think all the countries are going to start fighting. So I believe the plane is a diversion to keep us from worrying about that.
You know what, Robert, I agree that there's a diversion factor here, no doubt about it. We've talked about a lot about Russia. We had someone on from Russia last week, but pretty much a lot of that conversation has died down, absolutely. And with all the focus on the plane, like you say, the plane, especially so many countries involved, it does pull away from so many other things, especially in the Middle East, especially with what's happening with Putin, the Ukraine, after Crimea, and they have different tales to tell in Russia than they do any place else. Robert, thanks for listening to the show and throwing your two cents, by the way. If I have any theory out there, I would give some validity to the distraction in the sense that that is kind of twofold with Malaysia, too. Malaysia Air, I think they're trying to throw out distractions for something that's much different than we believe. I don't know what it is, but I think they definitely know that they're not going to find the plane. I really do. And they're not saying that they're going to keep burning this fire about the plane and finding the plane and everybody's involved and all of that kind of thing. But I think there's something deeper to this. What, like I said, we're digging, but I don't know what that is. Hey, speaking of digging, a lot of you have done the same thing. You have a lot of thoughts on the plane and a couple of other things as well. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Misha. Misha says, Kate Delaney, really enjoy the show. I have to say, I am so sick of this whole plane thing. I just don't get it. I don't get the investment. I feel sorry for the people. I think it's a big smokescreen. There's so much more going on here. And we'll find out eventually, probably 10 years from now when we're watching the History Channel, and then people will just gasp at what's really happened. Until then, it's more of a shell game than anything else. Just my opinion. Well, that's what we were just talking about there. Is there a major threat of something else happening? And, of course, whether it's an intentional diversion or not, it has been a diversion, and it has pulled people away from other things. And in particular, for sure, one of the things that's happened is that there hasn't been as much conversation on Putin versus Obama. What do we do if there's more blowback for some of the Ukrainians who are worried that there's going to be a territorial grab? That's kind of just all gone by the wayside. All right, this one from Don, who says, Kate, this whole thing with Fort Hood just makes me plain sick. When I heard the news, I have to say immediately, what did I think? I thought terrorism, probably like almost everybody else out there. Then you find out that it's a soldier. How does one soldier turn a gun on another soldier and another soldier and another soldier? When all the military is about is having your brother's back. I served for 2 decades proudly, and I can tell you now they still have my back. I just am at a loss on this one. Well, you're not alone in that. How do you do that? Is it he was so distraught, he wasn't thinking clearly, he was upset with the military because he didn't get enough bereavement leave to mourn his mother's death. She had a heart attack in Puerto Rico. Is it a combination of that and depression and some other things? And here he had a wife and a child and had just gotten on the base in February. So go figure. They're trying to piece together any specific portrait of him that they can. Robert says, I think that it should be mandatory if you are skilled at using a firearm, which you're in the military, you come back from serving in Afghanistan, and you're not allowed to defend yourself on the base when somebody loses it and they are sitting ducks. Shame on the military. All they do is take, take, take from too many people that they want. Yeah, kind of well said there. And that's not true across the board. There are some people that are incredibly concerned, incredibly concerned with the rules of engagement, which have put people that serve in some precarious situations that I don't think they should be in. And now with this whole base thing, especially the sprawling base of Fort Hood. First you have 2009. I mean, that's just the worst thing ever. That there you are on the base after having served, and how do you get killed? You get killed on your home base? Wow. All right, here's another one. This one from Kevin, who says, Kate, I heard you talking a lot about Fort Hood. I agree with what you had to say. I think that for sure Purple Hearts should go to anybody who was taken down by this heinous act of Lopez. And I also believe that you should be able to carry a firearm. So you have a firearm. You're supposed to be able to use it to defend yourself. And if you have to defend yourself on our basis, then so be it. We live in a wacky world, and there are some unpredictable characters, even in the military. I think it's a crying shame that anyone loses their life when they're going about their daily business and they happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and of all places, a base. Yeah, you know, that's the hard thing. It's like the shattering of our sacred cows. Churches, schools, military bases, hospitals, shopping malls. I mean, those kinds of shootings and people that are just prey are just despicable. I mean, just despicable, no matter what ultimately the reason is behind somebody doing that. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.